Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And today I want to podcast on something that I have experience with. I was coaching somebody and they told me that the person that they were involved with, their ex, they said, well, you know, maybe I should give them a pass because they might have had a rough childhood or they got molested or something along that line. You know, maybe I should kind of not be so hard on them, you know, just for the fact that they lied to me and everything like that. Okay, so let me talk about this. And I've been guilty of this as well. When I was involved with a malignant narcissist that had a very checkered type of background childhood, he had a very bad background and bad childhood, I used to make, you know, excuses for this person. I used to say, well, he doesn't know better, okay? He doesn't know better. He had a rough childhood. He didn't have a father figure. You know, his mother was useless in the sense that she was no real parent figure or something like that. So, you know, a lot of people have rough childhoods and everything, but you cannot make excuses for the narcissist, all right? Now, also be aware of this. Narcissists will tell you a sob story in the beginning, like they were a foster kid, their mother never loved them. They'll tell you something to make you feel bad for them. And why do they do that? So that when you hold them accountable, you let it go because you say to yourself, they had a rough childhood, okay? So the narcissist is very calculating. They calculated ahead of time how to set you up so that you would not come down hard on them when they broke your boundaries. But what you have to keep in mind with a narcissist is they're very, very, you know, they know what they're doing. They know what a lie is because they lie to certain people and they don't lie to other people. They know what a lie is because they hide things. If you didn't know what a lie is, you wouldn't have to hide things. So they have to be held accountable, whether they had a rough childhood or they didn't have a rough childhood. Everybody gets held accountable in life. In other words, you take a criminal who goes out on the street and they rape somebody or they rob somebody or they murder somebody or they do some kind of crime out there, and they may have had a rough childhood. Do you think the court is going to sit there and say, oh, well, they had a rough childhood, we won't put them in prison? No, they have to be held accountable. Unless you are mentally insane, which a narcissist is not, they have to be held accountable, all right? And also remember this, narcissists, you know, they play certain people and they don't play other people. They won't play somebody that they know knows the game, but they're playing you because they think you're a sucker. They think you're a fool because you wear your heart on a sleeve. So they feel they can get over on you and, oh, well, that's your fault because you don't know the game. But if they were up against somebody else that knew the game, they would never pull that shit. So they know the difference, you guys. They know who they can play with and they know who they can't play with. Narcissists are basically bullies, all right? And they know who they can bully and who they can't. And covert narcissists are silent bullies, which means that they fight you with silence or invalidation, where they won't validate you, where they fight you with coldness. They're very cold and unaffectionate. So understand, when you're dealing with a narcissist, you're dealing with a basic coward bully, okay? Bullies are cowards. It's like when you have a man that is a woman beater, all right? He'll beat on a woman, but he won't beat on another man because he knows another man can take him down, okay? So he knows who he can bully and who he can't. Understand this. And this is like a narcissist. It's the same way. They know who they can bully and they know who they can't. They know who they can lie to and they know who they can't. They can't lie to their boss because their boss will, you know, not put up with their nonsense, and they'll get fired if they try to gaslight their boss why they're late to work every day or they don't show up. But they'll do it to you, right? They'll do it to you because they think that they can. They think that they could fool you. They think that they can manipulate you. So they have to be held accountable, you guys. These people have to be held accountable. So stop making excuses for them, all right? And I'll tell you something else. They're not going to make excuses for you, because if you ever treated and mirrored the narcissist and treated them exactly the way you were, you know, the way they were to you, they would probably not put up with that shit. They're not going to have somebody play mind games on them, because now they know that you know the game and they can't play you anymore, and they're going to move on to somebody else, okay? Or they're going to try to say that you're crazy and all that, and when you stand strong, they're going to get frustrated because now they know they can't fool you. So when a narcissist realizes they can't fool you anymore, they're out of there. They are out of there and they're on to the next, okay? So stop making excuses for the narcissist. And so many people do this. They'll get back together with the narcissist and they'll say something like, well, you know, they really didn't know what they wanted, but now they know they really want me, because this is what the narcissist does. They hoover and say, I realize how much I miss you. I realize how much I love you. No, they don't really love you and they don't really miss you, because if that was the case, they would have tried to resolve conflict and taken accountability. But they're not about to do that. They're just telling you what you want to hear so that they can get back in there and maybe be good for a week or two and go back to their old ways. And when you take them back, they're going to look at you as desperate. Desperate, and they're also going to look at you as they've got you in their pocket. Now they know they can run with it because you took them back, all right? Your power goes down the minute you take the narcissist back. So you guys, it's like this. When somebody breaks your boundaries, you got to check them and let them know. You give them one chance and tell them, listen, I'm not going to tolerate a liar. You lie to me one more time, you and I will not be talking, all right? And if they do it again, you got to walk away, because that's one lie of a million other lies behind that lie and lies to come, all right? So Stop making excuses for the narcissist. And I get these people too that get on the post and say, but they're mentally ill. They don't know what they're doing. They most definitely know what they're doing, okay? These people, I tell you. So in other words, somebody, so then if they don't know what they're doing, if they go and they rob and they steal or they kill somebody, then they should get a pass for that? No, they don't get a pass for that. The only one that gets a pass is when somebody is mentally insane. Those are the people that get a pass for something because they really are psychologically not right. But a narcissist, you know, again, they're self-aware of what is the truth and what is not the truth. It's just that they try to fool you with the dumb routine. They play dumb or they pretend to have amnesia. Oh, I don't remember. I can't recall or something like that. All right. This is all a way for them to deflect out of taking accountability. But if they were asked the same question by somebody else that they don't have to take accountability to, they would answer it. So they're aware of what is right and what is wrong, you guys. And, you know, you don't want to be in a relationship with somebody that can't ever take accountability. Understand that. So you can't make a pass for them. Because if you give a pass to them for that for that reason, oh, their childhood was rough or something, you know, they're messed up from their childhood. Well, what do you want to do? You want to be their doctor or you want to be their partner? All right? You know, you could advise them to go try to get help, but a narcissist is not going to want to get help because they're not going to think anything's wrong with them. The only time a narcissist will go to therapy is because they have to go to therapy, maybe to keep their marriage. They'll pretend to fool the therapist that, oh, I'm here, I'm trying to fix myself. Meanwhile, they're laughing under their breath, okay? It's a joke to them. The whole thing is a joke because they know they're not going to change. The other reason a narcissist might go to therapy is because they're trying to, you know, they're trying to get notoriety by going to a therapist or something like that, or there's some kind of, you know, they think it's, you know, something to be cool about. Oh, I go to therapy. Or they find, you know, if they're acknowledging that they're a narcissist, they're doing it for other reasons. Maybe it's money reasons. Maybe it's, you know, for publicity, whatever it could be. But the basic narcissist is not going to go to a therapist unless they want to keep their relationship, okay? It's because their partner has them, their back against the wall to go to therapy and they don't want to end up getting divorced and paying child support and all that. Okay, I'll go to therapy. All right. But underneath, you know, it's all a facade. It's all a facade. And they, a lot of times they manipulate the therapist as well because they think they can outsmart anybody. They think they can manipulate the therapist and pretend like, oh yeah, no, you're right. I need to be accountable and everything like that. But deep down, that narcissist is still doing what they want, okay? They haven't changed because deep down, they don't see anything wrong with what they're doing. They think that you're the messed up one, but they may just go along with the program just to shut you up, okay? Or keep their relationship. So, you guys, stop giving a pass to the narcissist, all right? Because it's like that old saying, you know, when you feel sorry for somebody else, one day you're going to feel sorry for yourself because you can't fix the world and you certainly can't fix a narcissist. So the best thing to do is accept them for who they are. They're somebody that doesn't speak the truth. They're toxic. They're a liar. They manipulate. They, you know, they try to rip up your self-esteem. They invalidate you. They dismiss you. Why the fuck would you want to be around somebody like that? Stop making excuses and start valuing yourself and saying, you know what? I deserve better than this. I deserve better than this. I'm a fair person. I speak the truth. I can own when I'm wrong. I could sit at a table and not run away. I deserve better. I deserve to be around other people that treat me with the same respect. A narcissist doesn't give you any respect. They won't even let you, they won't even hear you out, okay? Because they don't want to hear the truth. Because then they have to face shame. So you know what? Do you want to deal with somebody that can never, ever say they're wrong? I don't. No. So you have to, you know, you got to step back from it if you don't want to be aggravated the rest of your life. And that's exactly what they'll do. They'll aggravate you. You won't have your peace. They'll cause anxiety and depression. And then you find yourself, you're the one going to fucking therapy when it should be the narcissist going to therapy because they got your head all messed up from all the mind twists, the mind fucks that they're doing by putting all their toxic traits onto you. Stop it, okay? It's time to have strong boundaries. It's time to say, you know what? I deserve better, and I'm not going to waste my fucking life away going back and forth and arguing with somebody who's treating me like a fool, all right? I ain't no fool, and you're not playing me no more. And you know what? If you can't step up and be transparent, then step on your way because you're not for me, and I'm not about to put up with this nonsense. See, when you've been through a lot of bullshit in your life, like I've been through, okay, and dealing with toxic people all around the board, you get to a certain point where you can't tolerate it anymore. Like a lot of people will come to me and they'll say to me, oh, you know, you take no shit and everything like that. And that is absolutely true. And the reason that is because I've been through so much shit that you get to a point where the minute you see any kind of toxic behavior, you don't want to even deal with it anymore because you don't want to go down the same road you went through. And this is what I meant when I did a post and I said, all the pain that you endure during narcissistic abuse is only going to make you stronger. And this is what the narcissist fears. They fear an empath that becomes strong, okay? Because now they can't do what they used to do to you. And you see this in court all the time. If you're dealing with going to court with a narcissist in the beginning, you're going to be very much afraid. You're going to be, you know, you're going to be very stressed out. You're going to have a lot of anxiety and all of that. But towards the end of all of that, towards the end, you're going to come into your own and you're going to say, is enough is enough. You should just go into the divorce group and you should see how these people, these empaths, come back at the narcissist and they're really slamming them in court. Okay, they're slamming them in court because they've had enough and they've been through so much pain and so much bullshit that they're at the point where next time they go to court, which might be a couple years down the line, if you have kids and you have issues, you still got to work out whether it's child support or visitation or whatever it may be. Guess what? That narcissist has to fear that empath because now the empath is coming back like fire. Okay, like fire. So your pain is your strength later on. And that also makes you a person that, you know, is self-confident because you went through all of that. Now you know what it is. Now you've educated yourself and now you're not going to deal with the nonsense and now you're not going to make excuses for the narcissist. They have to be accountable just like you're accountable, okay? It's like somebody in my family, they were making excuses for somebody that was, manipulated by his mother and all of that. And they said, oh, well, you know, it's not really his fault because he was manipulated by his mother. And I said, but he is an adult. He is an adult and he should know better. Manipulated or not manipulated, you still don't play these games. You don't play these games. So you can't give somebody a pass, you know, and just say, oh, well, you know, they had a rough childhood, you know. No, we all had it rough in some way or another. I had a very rough childhood, okay, more than I even podcast on. But I still, you know, I'm a straight shooter and I'm a truth teller and I still don't play these shady games, okay? It's a choice that people make and narcissists go down the dark road. And you go down the light, which is God's way, and they go down the dark road, which is of confusion. And that's why they get fucked over in the end, okay? They do, you guys. I'm telling you, I've seen it. And I couldn't believe it. It happened to, you know, somebody I know. I couldn't believe how karma knocked him in his ass. But it's so true. What you reap, you sow, and it will come back to you. So You know, just walk in the truth and you'll be okay. And you know, like I said, the narcissist is not mentally insane. They know what's right and wrong, and therefore they need to be accountable. Okay? That's it. All right? Or otherwise, you're going to be playing these stupid mind games with them forever. Okay? You can't just let something pass and then say, you know, I'll give them a pass. What are you going to give them a pass for everything? Are you going to give them a pass if they cheat on you? So you want to be like that? You're just going to keep giving them a pass? That's being desperate. No, they have to be accountable. They have to be accountable when they do anything that disrespects you, because that's how you respect yourself. All right? Otherwise, you're not going to have any respect for yourself, and your own self-worth will go down the tubes if you keep allowing them to do that. All right? And I'm losing my voice. I haven't stopped again, you guys. Anyway, I hope you guys have a great day. And, you know, please share the podcast and subscribe if I've helped you out. Thank you very much. Have a good day, gang.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description.
Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that The Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio and you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP 123 and also on Instagram, The Game EXP 123. Okay? And have a great day.